a busy day.
Hi!
Welcome back to Intimate Spaces. I'm Alicia Griffin.
And I'm Devin Nance.
We are here again.
We're back!
One time for the one time.
Well, for all the times, because this is
right,
a weekly thing. But, right. Well, a regular thing.
Right. The weekly been kind of iffy, but regular, yes.
I like regular.
Regular
podcast.
We have an announcement to make.
We do.
Devin got engaged last night, everybody.
I did. I'm a fiance now.
I'm so excited for her. It should be too.
It was very exciting. Malisha was a co-conspirator. Lied to me for like a month, but it's fine. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, she's getting married, guys.
I am.
And gals and all of us in between and outside us.
I'm getting married, folks.
There you go.
I'm about to say, I was gonna get it. But, I mean, you know, that'll be fun. So, popping in some updates.
Definitely.
As things happen. Oh, a lot to do. Very exciting. So, why are we here today? Besides that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Other than to celebrate them.
We are here to talk about politics. And sex. And politics.
Politics and sex.
Yes.
Yes.
Alright, so today we're talking about politics. Like we just said, it's one of the most sensitive topics to discuss outside of religion. But, you know, hey, we talk about sex on the show, so we already have that.
We clearly win.
I'm about to say,
sensitive topic is.
We have that. We take that trophy. It's fine.
So before making the connection between politics and sex, let's go into a little basic lesson on American politics and economics.
You know, we're talking about our favorite. What was that? Schoolhouse Rock?
Yes!
When we started learning about the band, I'm just a new.
I'm only a new. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Anyway, I'm about to say, that one has to do with politics. The one that pops in my head at first did not. Conjunction Junction was not. Anyway, so while most Americans proudly claim that we live in a democracy, we don't. We live in a democratic republic.
So, a democratic republic is a mixture of two types of government.
So, the American Heritage Dictionary defines a republic as a political order in which the supreme power lies in a body of citizens who are entitled to vote for officers and representatives responsible to them. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines democracy as a government in which the supreme power is vested in the people and exercised by them directly or indirectly through a system of representation, usually involving periodically held free elections.
That was a lot.
Yeah. I said, that was real technical. I don't like that.
Essentially, though, this just means that we vote for people to represent us and they make the laws and decisions of the land. This will be important later, trust me.
It's very important now. I have 17 thoughts. Anyway, economically, America is a capitalist society.
So capitalism is an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state.
So,
also very technical.
I'm about to say, this is a very technical episode. Open your textbooks, turn to chapter 6, alright? This will be on the quiz. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so if you've ever heard of free enterprise, that's America.
Sure, there are laws about wages, age restriction, monopolizing, things like that. But for the most part, people can start a business, do what they want, and accumulate large amounts of money for themselves and their families. Sounds pretty good, right? Hold that thought. It's important.
Double-edged sword. Anyway, so the ideas of democracy and capitalism create American culture, one in which it is very individualistic. What's that mean? It means the American dream is achievable by anyone. Just pull yourself up by your bootstraps and make it happen.
Sorry, y'all. We are missing Jerome today.
We are. So.
And neither one of us are really technologically savvy.
Yeah.
Devin is more than me. She almost fixed it. But it didn't quite work, so we're going to be having these little noise issues.
That's also probably because your Outlook is up.
Let's just close it.
Okay, please hold. See, this is what happens when our tech wizard isn't here. Silly shit like that. But okay, so we should be good.
Hopefully. If not, just ignore the ding ding ding.
Or the ding ding, or anything of that nature that, you know, sounds make things more interesting.
Where do we stop at? Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That's where we stop.
Oh, God. I hate that phrase so much because, like, it's not a thing. Okay.
So this brings us to neoliberalism. It's a big word. Sorry, guys. I keep saying guys. I'm trying to be gender neutral. Okay, I'm
working. Sorry, y'all.
It's 2022. That's my goal.
Y'all is gender neutral.
Stop saying guys. Just say y'all, like the country person I am.
Y'all is gender neutral. Okay, continue.
All right, so this brings us to neoliberalism. It's an economic idea originally that has expanded to a whole political ideology.
So, technical once again. We are now on chapter 2. Neoliberalism is a political approach that favors free market capitalism, deregulation, and reduction in government spending.
Now, this may be good enough. We may be able to stop with the...
Close your textbook.
Yeah. So, most of us understand we have voting, lawmaking, all that good stuff. So, if not, I recommend Schoolhouse Rock.
So much fun. Catchy song. And it's not just about the government. I'm just saying. Okay. So, before we take a break, we want to make it clear that we are not necessarily shitting on any form of government or economy.
Right. In reality, I completely understand why America chose to be a democratic republic. On the one hand, it lets people feel like they're being involved, and on the second hand, if you leave it to the masses, okay, people get murdered. But but I also understand the importance of capitalism. I mean, I do, after all, own a business.
Double-edged sword. That's what I was saying earlier. So, with that being said, nothing is safe from critique, and everything must be put into context. So when we get back, we'll do that. Put it into context. And definitely. More.
Yes.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Malisha Griffin from Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. But you knew that already because you're listening to it. But what you didn't know is that I am also a published poet. If you go to Amazon.com right now, you can check out both my collections of poetry. The first one is The Second Decade, Tales of an Adult-like Woman, and the second one is Where is the Yellow Butterfly? So be sure to go and check them out. Bye!
Hey y'all, this is Devin Nance. You may know me as the co-host of Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog, but I'm here to tell you all about my podcast, This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of, you guessed it, this black girl. Like I said, join me on a weekly basis wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about any and everything and its impact on me from the perspective of, one more time, this black girl. And don't forget to subscribe for weekly notifications about new episodes. Rate and review, leave a comment, leave your feedback. Love to hear from you. And let's just have some fun. So once again, tune in to This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of this black girl. Trust me, she has a lot to say. Bye y'all. And we're back.
Yay! So, politics. I'm like super excited to talk about this.
You're very excited about this. You were excited when you started telling me about it, but you didn't remember what you were saying. That was funny.
Y'all, if anyone knows me, I'm like really into politics. Like, I'm really into like, in my mind, politics are the way that you decide to treat other people. So, and I really care about people, so.
I just feel like politics align with, like, values and stuff. Like, it all goes hand in hand to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it is how you decide to treat other people. Because if you identify as X, then it's like, I'm going to treat you like this, because that's what I believe.
Yeah, it definitely does align with your value system, too. Your axiology, if you will.
Now, up your textbook to your glossary. No. Alright, so, while it's great to think about the freedom to vote, the ability to make money, and it sounds nice that everyone has equal opportunity to resources, this is America.
And America has a long history of marginalizing and oppressing groups of people, thus making resources hard to reach, and in some points in history, completely unavailable for certain groups.
That's why, in my honest opinion, pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, it's cute, and like...
It's not even actually possible. How do you pull your own self up?
By your own bootstraps? No, I know.
You can just pull your feet from beneath you, which is exactly what happens to most people.
That and the fact that most of these motherfuckers that are like, pull yourself up by bootstraps, have family money from their grandparents. Listen. So, who's bootstraps? These are gilded gold bootstraps. Okay, sorry. My bad. See, this is why. The Trail of Tears, Slavery, Jim Crow, White Flight, Japanese internment camps, the Red Scare, sodomy laws, 9/11, and more show the American people at some of their ugliest moments, where they have withheld information, access, safety, and even taken away lives because of someone's race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, and more.
We didn't name them all.
That's it. It's so much more. Oh my God.
There's so many more things. So what is the critique on a Democratic Republic? Having two senators and however many representatives, depending on your state, to represent everyone, someone's going to get left out.
Yes. Capitalism. Yes. With the right amount of education and resources and connections, you can become the next Jeff Bezos. Jesus Christ, don't get me started. but a lot of folks don't have access to any of that, and it is partially outside of their control. Once again, old money. Like, the fact that we have that whole, the conspiracy theory about, like, the Rockefellers and all of them, like, those four staple families.
Yes.
Like, how do, that just goes to show not everybody can pull themselves up by their quote-unquote bootstraps.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm so stuck on the fact that this shit doesn't even make sense.
Exactly, because you are pulling your own feet. You are. Also, that's heavy as fuck. How? Hold on, I got on boots. Please hold. See, fuck, ow. If I was standing up, my dumb ass be in that wall. Like, I have a concussion. Please take me to the nearest doctor. This is not a sentence.
So, what's neoliberalism's critique? Well, many scholars believe neoliberalism is like hyper-capitalism. And people like Michel Foucault, shout out to Michel Foucault, if you don't know who he is, he's like a man who's dead, but...
Open your textbooks to Google and look up that
Just dude. Look him up. He did like biopower, biopolitics, and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's really cool.
Look that shit up? Okay.
Okay, but he believed it wouldn't stop at economics, but seep into all aspects of social life, creating essentially social Darwinism, the haves and the have-nots, and some of us won't survive.
Hey, 1%. Looking at you. Anyway, and the reality is that due to our varying histories within this country, some of us started the race with our feet tied together, or at the bottom of a pit with our feet tied together in a blindfold in water for some reason
with all kinds of things on the track to jump over.
Oh, you know, they run in the race way ahead of us. We still try to figure out what shoes are. We gotta make our own shoes, make the gun, then shoot it. There we go. Alright, so what does this have to do with sex? Because, you know, that's why we're here.
Right, calm down. We're there now.
We are. We promise. We're sorry.
So politics and economy interfere with all aspects of life, including your sexuality.
That's right. Whether you like it or not, your bedroom can be quite political. We talked about this before slightly, I feel like. Anyway.
That earlier discussion of race, class, gender, sexual orientation all falls under a category known as identity politics.
Okay, quick tangent. If you're new here, we are both. She's a PhD student, so academics and like all of this is in her. It's part of her now. she chose this life. It's in her DNA. Me, we're both nerds. So like, this is what we do. Like, we like defining and contextualizing and having these type of discussions. So if you're new here, hi, welcome. Listen to other episodes. We do this a lot. We break things down. It's fun. All right. What? My bad. Okay. Identity politics are a tendency for people of a particular religion, race, social background, what have you, to form exclusive political alliances, moving away from traditional broad-based party politics.
So we do this, and I say we because I'm black and queer and a woman, so I have a lot of identities and
yeah.
Politically vote around them all the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we do this because we have similar and shared social, political, and historical experiences, including sex.
All right, Anne Marie Brown wrote a book called Pleasure Activism, The Politics of Feeling Good. If you have not read the book, highly recommend it.
Yes. So in it, the author calls for oppressed groups of people, particularly black people and people of color, to reclaim pleasure as a way to fight against oppression. Sound familiar? Welcome to Intimate Spaces.
This is important because we have to think about how our identities have either policed how we enjoy pleasure or has taken it away completely and replaced it with harm.
So, some examples. The rape of slave women. The lynchings of black men because they whistled at white women. Sodomy laws that specifically targeted gay men, as well as other discriminatory laws. Anti-miscegenation laws, which is like anti-interracial marriage laws.
Mm-hmm.
Our initial response to the HIV epidemic, when we called it a gay disease. Abortion laws and other contraception laws. Involuntary sterilization of black and brown women in the 70s and 80s. the regulation of cohabitation and dating for single parents on welfare, all of that.
So America has a long history of butting into your bedroom and telling you how to fuck, who to fuck, and when to fuck. Do you or do you not even deserve to fuck, to bear children, to not bear children?
Something society claims to be so private and personal tends to consistently be the hot topic of discussion and constantly being decided on, not by us, but by those that represent us. And as we've mentioned before, we are clearly all represented equally. That is sarcasm.
Yes. If you can't tell, we told you just now. And we can't forget our little lesson on capitalism and neoliberalism. In such an individualistic society, it's up to you by yourself to educate yourself about sex, engage in responsible sexual activity, and raise children in a financially responsible manner. And if you don't, or for most people, if you can't, it's your fault and your fault alone.
Not the fact that our economy creates opportunities for people to have billions of dollars, leaving scarce resources for the few of us who even have access to grab it.
So ultimately, this show isn't meant to be like fuck America necessarily, although it definitely has its issues.
It is meant to bring back the point of why we do what we do here at Intimate Spaces.
Because Intimate Spaces was founded on the belief that pleasure is a right and we can use it to fight against oppression.
So there you go. Politics and sex. I know it seems crazy that they don't relate, but they actually really, really, really do.
I mean, think about it. We've had conversations just off air, on air. In general, you've watched the news. You've seen all those conversations where men who don't carry babies are deciding what women or people who can carry babies can do. What they have access to, how many kids is enough?
Yeah. I mean, and so I know I mentioned the cohabitation and dating thing for people on welfare. It's like, that is like an economy issue and a political issue. You're determining morally what people are allowed to do because they're poor. So they shouldn't be worried about relationships. They shouldn't be worried about love or intimacy. They shouldn't be worried about pleasure and having sex and joy. They should be worried about not being poor.
I mean, the whole sterilization situation opened that fucking Pandora's box. It was literally just like, oh, you're poor and you're black. You're not fit to be a parent. Let me just decide that for you.
You're promiscuous.
We don't need to take care of any more kids that we don't really take care of. We only care about the idea of the fetus. Once the fetus is here, we're like, oh no, that's yours.
Man, right? Or the contraception. Think about like how the time Hobby Lobby tried to like not pay for the employees' birth control.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness, we politicize sex all the time.
We politicize sex, but then it's just like our representatives, and the tide is trying to turn, but we have our, you know, incumbent fucking senior ass Congress people.
Mitch McConnell. I'm sorry.
Fucking turtle. Anyway, I was like, are you naming names? Fucking turtle.
I'm turtle.
My hands look like fucking fossils. It's fine. Anyway. Dehydrated ass feet. Okay, but sorry, I got so mad because he's so old. Anyway. But like people like that who have been there for so long. So it's like, I know what the people want. You don't know anything. And it's like those stories that come out about the Congress people who are like, oh, I haven't grocery shopped by myself since 1989. Like, sorry, get the fuck out.
Yeah. So, we ask you, let's say we're doing a call to action.
We are.
And we're saying that you should think a little more deeply about the ways in which you are allowing yourself to be policed and politicized, or the ways in which, if you're not a marginalized group, the ways in which you're contributing to the policing and politicizing of marginalizing and oppressed people's access to what is basically a natural human experience. Because everyone has sex, everyone has the sexual orientation. It's just a natural part of who we are, even if you're asexual, right? You may not engage in sex in the same way that non-asexual people do, but you have a sexual orientation. You have a body, you have reproductive organs of some sort. And all this matters. This is a problem that matters to everyone. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. this is just something we should be mindful of. And how can we help people get access to something that's basic and do it in a way that's safe, right? Because we talk about violence, right? And the way, what does violence look like when you add in race, when you add in gender, when you add in sexual orientation, just gender identity, like it's really complicated.
Yeah.
So people should be able to enjoy this because they should be able to enjoy it safely and responsibly.
And without just pop, just, it's crazy.
Right.
I can't even finish
this. Sometimes it's like you can't even think of what you want to say because you're so frustrated with it. But
like politics and just mind your business. My bedroom, my business.
But the unfortunate reality right now is that our bedrooms are not our business. And so some of us have to do some work to
further make that
happen, basically.
But we scratched the surface because this could be a really long episode.
It could, but I think we're going to stop here.
We are. Do we have any announcements before we leave?
Yes. We are still selling tickets for Erotic Spaces Live. The early bird ticket sales end
Tuesday.
Monday night at midnight.
I was like Tuesday.
Well, it's technically Tuesday.
At midnight, like right at midnight.
Right at midnight, the tickets will go up to $20. So if you don't already have a ticket, get a ticket today and tomorrow. They are only $10. Okay, you want to go? I promise you.
Come hang out with us,
and we're gonna be there, and we're a lot of fun.
I'm about to say, come hang out with us if you like how we sound, and if you feel like this is how we act on a regular basis. It is. So come hang out with us. Okay?
Yes.
Meet us in person. We're cool. Take pictures. Tag us. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Become a patron of our Patreon. That's where you'll learn all the good stuff that's happening. And yeah, because, well, we definitely have another event coming up, but we're not going to say nothing about it until after Erotic Spaces. But we might mention it at Erotic Spaces, so if you're there, you'll hear it. But yeah.
Good time. You don't want to miss that.
Woo-woo. But that's all we have, so just,
you know,
think about that and eat the rich. All that good shit.
Eat the rich. Open your textbooks. Turn to your glossary at chapters 1-4. We will be dropping a quiz. No, we won't be dropping a quiz, but that's fun to say. Schoolhouse Rock, y'all. Look into it. Love it. All right, y'all.
All right.
Bye. Bye.